after they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Celtic captain Scott Brown raises the League Cup trophy above his head as the fireworks rise into the sky above Hampden as Celtic celebrate lifting yet another trophy, Gordon DL.
Yeah, and you've got to say they deserved it overall, Alison, over the 90 minutes. I thought second half they played a lot better, created a lot of chances. Big turning point when Mother went down to 10 men. But when the first goal went in, it was so important. Celtic got it. I think the belief in Motherwell to win this cup went with that first goal, and well done to Celtic, another trophy.
We watch all the Celtic coaching staff on the pitch applauding every player as they lift this trophy. The Motherwell players have their runners-up medals as they traipse down the tunnel. The look on Cedric Kiepre's face says it all, Gordon.
Yeah, he's so disappointed. I thought that Craig Thompson called it totally wrong, Alison. I don't think it would have made any difference. I thought Celtic in the second half were a better side. They got the first goal, which I always said was going to be an important one. It gave them such a lift. They moved the ball a lot quicker. And when you look at Celtic's bench, they bring on people like Patrick Roberts, Lee Griffiths. It's unbelievable what Brendan Rodgers has got at his disposal. But well done to Celtic. They deserve it, and another trophy in the bag.
They keep breaking records. It's now 65 games unbeaten. Brendan Rodgers, the first manager since Jock Stein to win 4 consecutive trophies.
Yeah, and just watching him lift the cup there, he's obviously going to be a very proud man this week. It's not been the greatest week. I think his pride was hurt when he lost 7-1. No manager likes to do that. No player likes to do that. But they've bounced back today, and you know, it was so important they go and win this cup, and they've done that for the, not just for the players and the staff, but for the massive support they've got here at Hampden.
The Celtic players are all taking their positions on the podium as they start to celebrate. As always, Gordon, Brendan Rodgers is every member of the coaching staff in behind as well.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about. When you're a manager, Alison, it's not just about you, it's about everybody that works behind the scenes, the people that we don't hear about, the people we don't see. It's a team, and you know, from the substitutes to the players to the staff to the medical staff, and Brendan Rodgers walking out there with a cup, a very proud man this afternoon. Yes, he was disappointed in midweek. That's all forgotten about. They'll celebrate tonight.
Brendan Rodgers hands the trophy back to Scott Brown on the podium, and they start the celebrations. Every Celtic fan has stayed here as the fireworks and the confetti rain down on them as the Motherwell fans head for the exits. It's yet another celebration for Celtic, the League Cup winners for 2017. It did, of course, finish at Hampden. Motherwell 0, Celtic 2.
Celebrations continue at the National Stadium. Scott Brown with the trophy in his hand. The players delighted, the fans singing Hugh Keevans, and this Celtic domestic juggernaut shows no signs of slowing.
Well, here you have the down payment on perhaps a second successive treble for Brendan Rodgers. You know, there are only 3 points between Aberdeen and Celtic, but Celtic have a game in hand where the championship is concerned. The Scottish Cup, what will be Celtic at home to Brechin City, bottom of the championship in the fourth round of the competition. But today, not having played anything like their best, Celtic have still won the trophy. And over the course of the 90 minutes, it would be wrong to say that a bad penalty decision by Craig Thompson won Celtic the cup. No, it did not. Celtic won the cup for Celtic.
The open line is now open. Get in touch and let us know your thoughts. Celtic fans, how happy are you with the first trophy of the new season, the retaining of the League Cup? Motherwell fans, anyone leaving the stadium, how disappointed are you with the way things finish? And of course, everyone is going to want to have their say on that penalty. So why not pick up the phone, give us a call on 0141 951 1025, and Mark Wilson, Hugh Keevans and Gordon DL will answer your points. Gordon DL still at Hampden. They're getting used to this, lifting trophies at Hampden these days, Celtic.
Yeah, they're enjoying it, Gordon. Obviously, you know, the disappointment in midweek, but that's all forgotten about now. As Walk On is blaring out of it, you know, the Celtic fans are really enjoying this, and you know, they deserved it this afternoon. We can talk about Motherwell, we can talk about the sending off, the penalty kick. I thought it was a ridiculous decisions from Craig Thompson, but forget that. Celtic would have won this game, because I don't think Motherwell brought their A game this afternoon. I was a bit disappointed in them, in the fact that they're well known for being up and at you. They didn't do that this afternoon. I think they sat off, especially in the first half. And I said at half time, you keep sitting off Celtic, they have got too much quality. They'll open you up, and that's what happened.
Let's get to the phone lines then, shall we? First caller of the evening, Paul, is a Celtic fan in Helensburgh. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Gordon. Well, unusually, I'm actually going to defend Craig Thompson.
Okay.
Right. The other night, Carabag against Chelsea in the Champions League. Willian, the same tug on the arm, he went down, penalty, red card, and the commentator said that under the rules, if he doesn't make a legitimate effort to play the ball, it's a penalty and a red card. So he actually read the letter of the law correctly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to cast my mind back, Paul. Was the one on William a bit more of a tug than the one on Sinclair, was it not?
Same principle.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, I accept that. And that's where the red card comes in, Mark. If he gives the penalty for what he sees as a hand across and pulling Scott Sinclair, then he, in many ways, the letter of law, he sort of has to send him off now, because it's seen as being deliberate.
I know, that's the letter of the law, but he has to be 100% sure that that's what he's seen. I didn't see him ask his linesman or any other official. He was.
I mean, to be and sometimes certain, sometimes you know they do communicate, so you might not have seen it, but. You know, still maybe had the word or whatever,
anyway,
we don't know.
Even if they did communicate, he was still closest to the incident. So he made the decision. It was a wrong decision. And to then go ahead and red card someone for that, I think it's so poor from him. And put an end to the game.
Mark, the minute,
a spectacle.
The minute he makes a decision, he's got to, by the law, he's got to red card him. I totally agree with you. It was an absolute diabolical decision from Craig Thompson. He's called it 100% wrong. I think it was it a turning point in the game? No, I don't think so, because I think Celtic will win on and win the game anyway. But I just think that big decisions like that in a cup final are totally wrong for what I would call a top referee.
You can, it probably wasn't a turning point, like you say, Gordon. I think most folk would fancy Celtic once they go 1-0 up to go and win the game. But I think probably when it comes right after Motherwell have their best chance and then a penalty claim turned away, that's probably where the wind gets knocked out of their sails. So turning point, maybe not, but big point, yes.
Yeah, I think Gordon, just watching it live here at Hampden, when, you know, they had a wee spell for 5 minutes, and you've got to say it was only 5 minutes over 90 plus. They had a couple of wee, you know, Louis Malt with the chance there, but take that away. Celtic, I said at half time, you could see it coming. I've got to be honest, I think Motherwell will go away and have a look at this game and think, do you know what? Wish we could play that over again. We would play our own game. They didn't play that. They came here with a different tactic. And when you play against Celtic and you sit back and you allow Celtic midfield to pass the ball about, eventually, and we touched on it at half time, Hugh was crying for substitutions, Patrick Roberts and, you know, Dembele off and Griffiths on. But eventually, these guys who probably didn't play very well for 45 minutes, they will open you up. And that's what cost Motherwell a cup final.
And that's why it's wrong to go on about the penalty. Because this Celtic side, who did not play to their highest standard, have now gone 65 games domestically undefeated. And 4 domestic trophies in a row for the first time since Jock Stein managed the club. So you have to pay tribute to their durability, their fortitude, their determination to go on when somewhere along the line of those 65 matches, there have been days when they've played poorly, there have been days when they've not felt like it, but they have risen above everything. 65 domestic matches undefeated, 4 domestic trophies in a row, no taking away from that.
Paul, you want to come back in?
The other thing is, I've got to say, delighted to see James Forrest, because that was his most important goal since the one he scored in Rosenborg back in August.
Well, James Forrest gets a lot of stick from the Celtic supporters. They're not all convinced by him, but I think he's had a good season at a time when players who were tremendous last season have been less impressive this season. James Forrest has been, for me, a consistently good performer for Celtic. And I go back to the word to describe his goal, exquisite.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for James Forrest, I'm particularly pleased for him, because a lot was made in the summer of the Patrick Roberts arrival and trying to get him back to the club. People thought that position was sewn up when Patrick Roberts came back to Celtic, but it's not turned out that way. James Forrest's performances this season has made Patrick Roberts sit on the bench for most of it. And I know Patrick Roberts has had an injury for the last few weeks, but more often than not, James Forrest gets the nod. And it's because of the performances or the goal that he scored today. That wee moment of brilliance has been the difference, whether years gone by he might have not produced that. This year he is producing.
What do you make of this tweet from Mighty Well? He says, Motherwell and others suffer domestically, Mark, what Celtic suffer in Europe. You attack, you get picked off and lose the game. You defend and people moan at you being negative. Can't win.
Yeah, I think that's true. But it's true all over the world with the top sides. That's what they have to come up against. And it's only the elite at the very top of the game that it doesn't happen to, because they're the best. But totally right, that's what happens. I thought Motherwell for the first half, I know Gordon's saying I disagree with him, I thought they were doing fine, and they conceded a very good
finish. Well, put it this way, Celtic didn't have any shots on target. So
no shots on target.
Stephen Robinson probably says at that point,
yeah,
we need to keep doing it, but they didn't keep doing it, Charles Dunn sat off and it allowed James Forrest to score.
The difference between the first half, first 45 minutes, when Motherwell, yep, Gordon's right, did get bodies behind the ball, was there was 8 and 9 bodies, you know, sniffing Celtic out. 5 minutes in, Dunn doesn't do his job. There's nobody round about him to help him for some reason. And that's in the space of, you know, 15 minutes, things have changed. And they are punished. If you give guys like James Forrest room, he will punish you. But for Stephen Robinson, he'll look at that and be, you know, terribly disappointed, because the first half, that didn't happen. There was no room for Celtic to play through.
Celtic fans, why not get in touch and let us know just how happy you are with another trophy in the cabinet. That's 4 domestic trophies in a row for Brendan Rodgers. Give us a call and tell us what you think. 01419511025. And Motherwell fans, you're probably reaching the cars roundabout now, the supporters' buses, as you make that unhappy short journey back home from Hampden. Where did it go wrong for your side? Are you going to be able to forget about this penalty decision, or is it going to keep you up at night? Give us a call. Alex in Parkhead.
Hi panel, how are we doing?
Hi Alex.
I'm thoroughly delighted. I say is obviously when I come on after the PSG game that the day's game, there would be no hangover for it. Obviously, 4 in a row that Brendan's got now, it would be unthinkable, but I'm thinking that, you know, back-to-back trebles, and I know that there's still a long way to go, but back-to-back trebles, when the day I was there, when Brendan came in at Parkhead, when he opened the stand, to think that we could go 2 trebles in a row, whether we can go unbeaten, you know, obviously, like I say, I'm not taking that for granted, but when you look at the quality that we've got on our bench, and that's the difference, you know, a lot of teams in Scotland maybe have a no bad first 11, but when you look at the quality that Celtic can come to on the bench, it's just, you know, it's unbelievable.
Hugh, I don't think Alex is going to be alone in this. If that's the fourth trophy of what would be 6, is it too early? Is that getting carried away to already be looking at another treble, or is that fair?
As I say, today's the down payment, as Brendan Rodgers goes to a young girl and gives her his medal. You know, what an astonishing gesture for the manager to make. It's a down payment, and the league, although it's tight, and all credit to Derek McInnes and Aberdeen for keeping it that way. You know, we're a third of the way into the season and Aberdeen are still just 3 points behind Celtic. But Celtic have already gone to Pittodrie and won convincingly. So you would fancy Celtic to win the league. And then it's all down to the Scottish Cup. And who can beat Celtic in a one-off game? So far, 65 teams have tried and 65 teams have failed.
Yeah, Mark, that therein lies the challenge, because I know Alex said, you know, there was no hangover from Paris, but I'm sure everyone would admit that Celtic were well off it in the first half, but still far too much for Motherwell. So it's difficult to see the run ending.
Yeah, that's the thing, and you always think about it, when is this run going to end? Because it's going to end sometime. But like you says, 65 games, and in some of those games, Celtic have been way off their best, like they were in the first 45 minutes, like they were last weekend for 70 odd minutes, but still they find a way. And you think, well, you know, there's going to be games coming up that they're not at their best again, but they always find a way. So you start thinking, is it going to be an incredible piece of bad luck in Celtic's part that's going to Enders run, because all these teams have come up against some good days, bad days, and it's made no difference.
Well, I look forward to Fir Park on Wednesday night, because Motherwell will go into the game harbouring a deep sense of grievance over what's happened regarding the penalty, and will want even more to be the team who at attempt number 66 finally beat Celtic. So
yeah, this was the big one though, wasn't it? I mean, you can't want it any more surely than you did on Cup Final Day.
Yes, you can, because you're under the lights at Fir Park. You feel a sense of grievance. You feel that the referee altered the course of the game. I'm not saying that that is true. I say Celtic did deserve to win over the course of the 90 minutes and have to be applauded. But Motherwell, every time Celtic go onto the field, whoever they're playing wants to be the team that does it. Motherwell have chance number 66 and chance number 67 because they play again next Saturday.
You want to come back in, Alec?
I can't believe that since I've listened to the show after the game, all I've been speaking about is the penalty. The same boy that was involved in that incident should have been red carded for the tackle of the assault that he made in Moussa Dembele.
I can just correct one point, because if you're going to make them, you have to try and be correct about it. We praised James Forrest. We had a discussion about James Forrest. We talked about Celtic going on this incredible unbeaten run. So it's not the only thing we've spoken about, but carry on.
Right, I know, but since I mean the negative, we've been speaking about the penalty. The boy should have been red carded for the terrible tackle that he made in Moussa Dembele, and I'm just grateful that Moussa got up and he managed to run it off. So I don't hear so much about this, and all I hear is about the penalty.
Well, that's not true.
Again, not strictly true, Alec, to be fair.
I've actually said on the programme, you cannot have the penalty as the main talking point. Celtic deserved to win the cup final, but it was a bad tackle on Moussa Dembele.
Was it deserved? And
it was another mistake made by the referee.
Do you believe it was a deserved red card?
Had I said yellow?
Mark, what about you?
Deserved red card? No. Oh, the tackle?
Yeah, the tackle, red or yellow?
I'd agree with you. I would think yellow. I think it did look bad when you slow it down. I thought he made some contact with the ball and then he did fall through. So it was a nasty one, but yellow, yeah.
I take it you're going to disagree, Alec?
I've watched it, obviously, on the phone as well. I've watched it about 10 times.
Yeah, so have we, yeah.
It's been fortunate because it could have been so different. It could have been so different. And we're talking about a guy who's ready to make his first team appearance for the French international team. We're trying to get quality players into this country, and it could have been so different.
Well, Mark Wilson thinks it was a yellow. Hugh Keevan thinks it should have been a yellow. Gordon DL?
Yellow for me. I can understand what Alec's saying, but I think that the discussion about the penalty kick is going to ramble on, but the penalty kick was never going to be the outcome of this game. I think when Celtic scored the first goal, there's only going to be one winner. But I do think that Craig Thompson got that decision 100% wrong. I don't think it was a penalty kick, and I don't think it's a red card.
Max is in Clydebank. Good evening, Max.
How are you doing, guys?
Yep.
Just a quick question to Gordon. He said the penalty decision was absolutely shocking. So is he really trying to say that there was no contact with the player, that the Motherwell defender got the ball first, and the referee had to make a decision, and it was a penalty? It's a penalty all day long.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry, it wasn't a penalty kick.
No, Gordon, hold on, let me have my say. Are you telling me that the Motherwell player didn't tug Sinclair?
Say again?
Did he tug him or not?
Listen, it's minimum contact in the box. It's never a penalty kick in a million years. Never a penalty kick. Scott Sinclair does what any other professional does. He makes the best of a bad situation. He gets down in the box and he gets a decision, and the referee sends off the Motherwell defender. It's a shocking decision. Absolute shocking.
No, hold on. Let me have him say, Gordon. Did he tug him or not? Did he do it?
Did he tug him, says Max Scott?
No, not for me. Not for me, mate. Honestly.
Did the defender make any attempt to play the ball?
Hold on a minute. You see defenders and forwards tugging each other at corner kicks, at free kicks, and everything like that. If you're telling me that every time that is pulled up for a penalty kick, then we're in the wrong game. It's a shocking decision. And everybody else knows it's a shocking decision.
Gordon, I'm talking about a player running at pace into the box with an opportunity to score a goal, being tugged back by a player, by a defender. That's a penalty all day long.
Do you know something? I'm actually watching it as you're talking, and I'll tell you something now. You can never convince me that's a penalty kick.
Let me ask Mark Wilson. Max, you two are obviously going to have to agree to disagree.
One last thing I have to say, it makes you wonder if referees do have a look at the replays at halftime, because see the yellow card you said the Motherwell defender should have gotten, that tackle on Dembele, red card, studs up, never got the ball, red card all day long.
There we are. So that's Max, and another one who thinks that keeper should have been off. I think a lot of Celtic fans agree with that. You guys think it was a yellow. You've just seen the penalty again, Mark. We're going to watch it so many times.
Not a penalty.
Not for you either.
No, I'm with Gordondale all day long. I think you and yourself as well seen it. I get what Max is saying. When you're running at pace, sometimes the slightest touch, when you're running that quickly, can put you down. But I think that's only below the waist, the slightest touch. When there's that minimum contact between Kipre and Sinclair, it's not even close to a penalty.
So what is that then, Hugh Keevans? Is that cheating, or is it something a bit more in the middle, you know, in terms of knowing that you may have to go down to get the penalty? Some people say that is cheating, some people say it's not, and we're never going to reach a consensus on it. What is it in your mind?
Referee mistake.
So Scott Sinclair is clear of any guilt, as far as you're concerned?
Scott Sinclair has been touched. Now, I said at the time, minimal collision, not even a collision, minimal contact. And he has gone down, and the referee, I think, has overreacted to it and given a penalty. But as I say, Celtic have gone 65 games in a row undefeated on a domestic level. They have become the first team since Jock Stein Celtic to win four domestic trophies. So the Celtic supporters themselves should start praising Brendan Rodgers and the players rather than going on and on and on trying to prove it was a penalty.
Chris McEntee's on Twitter, very proud to be a Celtic fan today. Sure, I don't believe it was a pen, but I also believe Celtic had enough to win. And Anthony Neil as well, I've said it before, and even Hugh is coming around to my way of thinking. Back-to-back trebles. So plenty of time for more of your calls. 01419511025. We're going to hear from both managers after these.
After the action, it's your reaction. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Keevans and Mark Wilson are here with me, Gordon Duncan, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL still at the National Stadium, and in very quiet now, you would imagine, a bit quieter than it was half an hour or so ago when Celtic lifted the League Cup after beating Motherwell by 2-0. Stephen Robinson and Brendan Rodgers and some of the main players will be going about their post-match media duties. We'll bring you the comments of all involved as soon as we possibly can. But in the meantime, let's speak to Mark in Balmullock. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing?
Not bad, Mark. What's your point?
In the post-match interview, Scott Sinclair himself admitted that he cheated. He was asked what he thought about the penalty, and he said, "I felt on Adam, so I went down, so therefore he has cheated."
No. That's your interpretation. That's you. Come on here and said that.
Is this on television, I take it? We will hopefully hear from some of the players, but are you talking about on television, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but you came on and said that Sinclair had admitted he cheated. No, he did not.
Okay, I retract what I said, but what he said was he felt an arrow, so he went down.
Yeah, in the interest of accuracy, the caller, Mark, has come on and said that Scott Sinclair admitted he cheated.
What's your interpretation of that quote then? If Mark's is wrong, what's yours?
Like all professional players, he has felt the touch and he's gone down in the hope that the referee will give him a penalty. It is the professional way of the world in 2017 on the cusp of 2018. It is the professional way of the world.
How does that sit with you, Mark, that quote then? I felt a touch, so I went down. I think the word went, obviously, that in my understanding of the word sounds like it's deliberate, but maybe I'm wrong.
He's tried his best to win his team a penalty. He's seen an opportunity to get his team an advantage. That's what I take from it. Cheating, no, but different people will judge us different ways. we've had these conversations before. There is some strikers and some players, when this minimum touch, they don't care. Whether others would run through brick walls to keep on their feet. It's just the type of player. And Scott Sinclair showed today that he's the type of player that would do anything to gain his team an advantage.
Gordon, how do you interpret it then?
Very hard. I can understand what Mark and Hugh are saying. I think there's a bit of cheating going on with it, because under no circumstances does Scott Sinclair need to go down in the box. But we've seen it a million times, Gordon, in football. You know, a slightest touch, go down and really put the pressure on the referee. It was never a penalty kick. And Scott Sinclair, if he looks himself in the mirror, knows it was never a penalty kick. So you can dress up any way you want. You can say it's cheating. You can say it's trying to fool the referee. You can say that it's good play by a striker to earn his team a penalty kick. Doesn't matter. It was given, and a red card was given.
Gordon, every professional footballer in Scotland or in England would have done the same under those circumstances.
Every single one of them.
That
to me sounds like a very big claim, Hugh.
No way, Hugh.
That's a big claim.
No way.
No. I'll tell you what, Hugh. I played football for a long time, since I was 16, and I can guarantee, and I'm not trying to be a hero here, I've never ever tried to do that in a penalty box.
Yeah, but what I said was, it is the professional way of the world in 2017.
That still sounds like a really big leap.
I think there's guys out there, like I just said there, who run through brick walls to stay in their feet when touched. There's been instances this season where you've seen guys who probably should have had a penalty but didn't go down, and they didn't get a penalty for that. And coincidentally, I think, was one not Scott Sinclair against Hibs early on this season at Celtic Park, the last minute of the game?
Well, there you are. Maybe you can understand why this time he went down, because last time he didn't.
He didn't get
who
a
knows?
Penalty. But I think
actually
some
remember
guys,
the one you're talking about. Effie Ambrose, wasn't it?
Yep, Effie Ambrose.
I would
I
also
think some
say
guys
this.
Will go down easy, some won't.
If that penalty had been given to Motherwell, the Celtic supporters would have been in uproar. Uproar with a capital U. But it went Celtic's way. It helped give them a 2-goal lead, helped push them further towards the winner's rostrum. But if it had been given at the other end, there would have been uproar.
We just had the television pictures as well, showing us some of the other incidents. Mark, it was actually just before, I think, Celtic's penalty. Louis Moult went down in the box, Kieran Tierney behind him. Louis Moult thought it was a penalty, the referee didn't. How did you see that one?
I think it's a better shout for a penalty than the Celtic one. I must admit, we've watched it several times now. Louis Moult is running towards the goal. He doesn't know where Kieran Tierney is. Kieran Tierney looks as though he's kind of thought, I've lost him here, and there's a chance that this ball's going to be cut back. I don't know how deliberate it was, but Louis Moult has no reason to go down. So I think he's got a good shout for a penalty.
Remember that one, Gordon?
Yes, I do. And sitting up in the gantry watching it, Gordon, I actually said to Alison that was a penalty kick. It looked a clear penalty. And I think Mark's touched on it there, the fact that if you're a striker and you're getting in there and you're ahead of a defender, why are you going down the box? There's no reason whatsoever. If that ball's getting squared over to you, you're putting it in the back of the net, or you've got a great opportunity of getting a goal. So, yes, I agree with Mark Wilson in the fact that I thought that was a better penalty claim than Scott Sinclair's was.
Yeah, I think Kieran Tierney knew what he was doing. And I think Louis Moult is shocked to find himself spread-eagled, because, as Mark said, he doesn't know where Kieran Tierney is, and all of a sudden he's flat out on the ground. So again, we can argue all day long. Again, I would bring you back to the figure 65, the figure 4 for domestic trophies won in succession by Brendan Rodgers, first manager since Jock Stein to do that for Celtic. And arguing over penalties given or not given is a way of life here. But at the end of the day, Celtic deserve to win the cup.
Celtic did indeed deserve to win the cup. Mark Wilson says that, Hugh Keevan says that, Gordon DL says that as well. I think everyone is in agreement. Although Stephen Ray says, Gordon trying to deflect from the reality, Celtic deserved to win the cup. I think that's what everyone said, Stephen. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. But Chris is in East Kilbride. Hi Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad, how are you?
Not bad. Just back to the game. But
heard a few things there for Gordon cheats and all the rest of it, but over the years I listen to this programme, I've heard about honest mistakes and whatever, but I don't seem to hear that today. So
I think Hugh Keevan's called it an honest mistake, Chris.
An honest mistake?
Well, you just said, hold on, let me get this clear. Hugh Keevan's called it an honest mistake.
Chris, just let me finish.
Hugh called it an honest mistake, and you then called in to say that you're not hearing anyone call it an honest mistake.
Gordon is sitting there, don't get me wrong, I've got a lot of respect for Gordon's a pundit, but cheats, that's a bit harsh.
Gordon DL did not say cheat.
Yes, he did.
No, it was a caller to the programme who said...
Gordon said he thought there was a bit of cheating in there.
He did.
Gordon said that. He said a bit of cheating, whether that's the same.
So what about these things that you have said all over the years, these things even themselves out?
Chris, could you answer my question then from earlier?
Yeah, I'll get a question.
Hugh Keevans said that it was an honest mistake.
In Celtic's favour.
Why are you then calling in to ask why no one's saying it's an honest mistake?
Well,
if
Gordon
Hugh Keevans said that.
Gordon DL, what I said...
But I'm asking you about Hugh.
Well...
Hi, Chris, you still
so there? So when did honest mistake... Well, even themselves out, did they not? You have advocated over the years that they even themselves out.
Yeah.
So that's what's happened.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's ironic that the Celtic supporters who always go on about honest mistakes, meaning it sarcastically, believing that Celtic are victimised by referees, today, Craig Thompson has made an honest mistake in Celtic's favour.
Goes around comes around then.
Yeah, exactly. I said that as well.
Right,
at the time.
Okay.
Hello, is anybody out there?
So Chris actually phoned Chris in to agree with Hugh Keevans. I think that's what it was in the end.
But he wanted to disagree that agreed with me.
Yeah, something like that. We're going to hear from Brendan Rodgers and Stephen Robinson as soon as we can. I can give you a bit of flavour of what they had to say. I think I've got some quotes coming in. In fact, we'll just wait, shall we, until we hear them both. Stephen Robinson, he says, first and foremost, extremely proud of the players, hard to take. I'd rather get pumped 6 or 7 nil than lose in that manner. So he says, Stephen Robinson. So we'll hear from him very soon. Brian's in Lark Hall. Hi, Brian.
It's regarding the penalty incident today. I've seen it clearly. He went down as if he'd been poleaxed. Now I can remember an incident last year in the first game of the season between Hearts and Celtic, where Jamie Walker won a penalty for Hearts, and as far as I'm concerned, Walker didn't go down the way that Sinclair did. It was obvious what he was looking for, but he did go down, and the compliance officer got involved and ended up with 2-match ban. I'm waiting with bated breath. And also, Celtic fans out there dominating the game in this country, they're needing to get a bit of humility into their life. When something goes for them, they have to admit that it went for them, instead of coming on and going, honest mistake. Their player went down looking for a penalty, and he got one.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that you're describing life in the west of Scotland to us.
You know, Celtic fans, they don't get any decisions.
Well, I've made the point several times today that it's the height of irony because Celtic supporters believe that there's a conspiracy against them and it's led by referees. They also refer to honest mistakes in a sarcastic way, meaning that they're dishonest mistakes. But today, Craig Thompson has made an honest mistake in Celtic's favour. So there is the irony for you. I've also said, had the penalty been given to Motherwell at the other end of the park, there would have been uproar. And most certainly there would have been uproar. But that's football. If it goes for you, you're quite delighted. If it goes against you, mayhem.
Gerard Talents on Twitter says, shocking one-sided punditry. No mention of McHugh deserving a second yellow. Gerard, Mark said that McHugh deserved a second yellow.
Should have been a second yellow.
I'm not really sure what more we can do.
Shocking listening.
Shocking listening.
Selective hearing going on. Mark said that should have been a second yellow. I forgive you if you didn't catch it. That's okay. Stuart's in Motherwell. Hi, Stuart.
How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just heading back from Hampden this evening, and I'm a Motherwell supporter. And I'm just absolutely disgusted with the referee's decision.
I think, well, like I said, Hugh, this will primarily be drawn along team lines. I'm sure all of the Motherwell fans do.
The only thing I can say, once again, to summarise this whole situation. Had the referee given the penalty to Motherwell at the other end of the park, the Celtic supporters would have created mayhem. They would have...
But Hugh, they never gave the decision for Motherwell. He gave a huge decision against Motherwell. And why should he give a huge decision against Motherwell and send the man off? He never actually touched them. When you look at it back on the TV, he has given a decision that the Motherwell player has not touched the Celtic player. How can he do that and then send him off? It's an absolute ridiculous decision.
And we have all agreed that it was not a penalty in our estimation. Gordon,
right,
DL,
right.
Mark
so
Wilson, myself.
65 games in and they're unbeaten, and he's done that against a small team. I've been to 4 cup finals in my life and he's gave that decision. How can he do that?
You've got to be honest and say, if you're a Motherwell supporter, you've got to be honest and say, that wasn't the decision that lost Motherwell the cup final. The minute the first goal went in, I said at half time, Motherwell never played to their strengths this afternoon. The minute the first goal went in, the cup final was gone. You could see that. I know that Louis Mott had a good chance and Craig Gordon had a terrific save, but apart from that, Motherwell didn't turn up here this afternoon. I was expecting a lot more from them.
I can understand why you say that, Gordon. I think lots will agree with you. But does the fact that Motherwell had their best chance after James Forrest's score not sort of go against that a wee bit?
No. Well, I'll tell you what, Gordon. What I said at half-time was, Motherwell are on the front foot as a team. So when they went a goal down, what happened? They had to open up. They had to go in the front foot.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what I mean is the notion that the game finished when Celtic scored the first. I'm not sure how that can work when Motherwell then had their best chance of the game.
Well, they had one chance, Gordon. In 90 minutes, really, they had one chance. Louis Moult.
Yeah, I'm talking
They were always going to have a chance, but... When that chance doesn't get in, you can see the fact that the heads went down a little bit. Celtic were in control. I must admit, I've watched Motherwell and I've given them so many plaudits, it's unbelievable. See, today, I was disappointed in them. I was really looking for Motherwell to get in the faces of Celtic, make it very difficult for them. The minute they lost the ball, everybody sat behind the ball and says to Celtic, break us down. That's why I said at half-time, you continue doing that, because Celtic will eventually break you down and put the ball in the back of your net with the quality they've got. And that's what happened. I think if Motherwell go and sit down and look at this game again, you see Motherwell in midweek against Celtic, I'll bet you they don't play anywhere near the tactics that they played this afternoon.
We're going to hear from Brendan Rodgers and Stephen Robinson next.
The games are over. The talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Keevans and Mark Wilson still with me, Gordon Duncan, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, where Celtic have won the League Cup, beating Motherwell 2-0 in the final at Hampden. Let's hear from both managers then. Stephen Robinson has been speaking after that defeat for his side.
First and foremost, I'm extremely proud of the players. You know, first half, I thought we were really good. We could have been better on the ball, but our organisation and shape, I think we threw Celtic. We certainly weren't dominating proceedings, as most people thought. The things we could have affected in the game, we had possession of the ball when they scored, we give it away cheaply, and we could have got tighter for the shot and goal. That's what happens when you play against extremely good players. But as for that, the game's over as a contest once that decision's made. You know, for me, there's no contact and a red card. The game's effectively over as a contest.
Yeah, how frustrating is that when you see a decision like that changes the game for you?
It completely changes the game. You know, Louis had an unbelievable save from Craig just before that. Tierney catches Louis as we're going into the box. He's 1v1 ready to finish. No penalty. And obviously the decision completely changes the game. Make no mistake, listen, congratulations to Celtic. They're a top football team. We all acknowledge that. But it's hard to take in that manner. I'd rather got pumped 6-7-0 by them. But when the game's affected by that decision, and it certainly was, I don't think there's anybody in the room would argue about it, the game's over, you know, because they're hard enough to play against with 11 men.
What Cedric had to say after, you could see by the look in his face.
The kid's crying, he's 20 years of age, do you know what I mean? He hasn't touched them, he hasn't had a finger on them, but I'm not one of these managers that come and criticise other people's players. I'll keep my dignity. He hasn't touched them, so it's hard for him, the boy, to take. He's been sent off in his first ever cup final, but we'll deal with it. We're not a team that lie down, as you can see. We went toe-to-toe with them in the first half, and we'll pick ourselves up.
First of all, I believe that Kieran Tierney did put Louis Moult on the ground, and I believe that Motherwell should have got a penalty there, and I think Mark Wilson agrees with me. Yeah. Secondly, I do believe there was minimal contact between Kipri and Scott Sinclair. Sinclair has gone down, the referees bought it, and I think the referees made a mistake. However, to go back to what Stephen Robinson said there, are we to believe that one decision made by Craig Thompson won Celtic the cup and cost Motherwell the cup? No, I don't believe that.
Well, I think what he said, Mark, was it killed it as a contest. Maybe that's different from what Hugh's saying. I mean, Stephen Robinson's not saying we would have won the cup if it wasn't for that. But I find it pretty hard to argue. It completely killed it, and that's not even talking about whether it was a penalty or not. I'm talking about once it's given and Motherwell go down to 10 men and Celtic go 2 up, that does kill it. Yeah, undeniably.
If Celtic were 2 up and Motherwell had 11 men in the pitch, it would still be incredibly difficult. But when it's down to 10 men, it did kill it as a contest. So, you know, I've every sympathy with Motherwell and the manager. However, you need to go back to it. Celtic deserve to win the cup. I know we'll bang on about this penalty decision, the red card. Celtic deserved it overall, but you've still got to have some level of sympathy for the Motherwell team.
Frank is in Kilmarnock. He's a Celtic fan. Good evening, Frank.
Evening, guys. I'm phoning up, actually. I'm a delighted Celtic fan, first and foremost. Congratulations to Brendan and the lads in securing the fourth treble. I'm going to hit myself.
Wishful thinking on your part, Frank.
Yeah, maybe I'm seeing into the future. No, fourth trophy under Brendan. And I'm going to eat a bit of humble pie. Hugh said it about 40 minutes ago. Celtic fans are pretty split on James Forrest. And I'm one of them that I'm not his greatest fan. However, today I felt he turned the cup in our favour in the second half. I thought he came out and he grabbed a hold of the game, and I thought he put in a performance in the second half that effectively won Celtic the cup. I'll talk about the penalty in a second. I'll give you my views because I'm an honest Celtic fan. And I think that the one other thing I wanted to do as well is, again, I'm not a massive fan of Gordon. I think Craig Gordon's had a suspect season. I felt his save, I said at the time in the pub watching it, it was as good as a goal. It was a world-class save. It was a phenomenal save, and Celtic then go up the pitch 4 minutes later and get the penalty, which effectively then turns the cup final in our favour. I just wanted to pay homage to both Gordon and Forrest, who I thought contributed massively to Celtic's success today, and well done to both of them. So I'm eating a bit of humble pie. I know they probably might not be listening because they'll be celebrating, but
oh no, they'll be listening, don't worry.
I just wanted to say well done. Gordon saved, guys. I know we're talking about the penalty, and I'm an honest Celtic fan. It was not a penalty, not even 1%. So I'm with Gordon Dale. It was never a penalty kick. Yeah. But the one I'm going to ask you is to go back and watch the tackle on Dembele again, guys. It was a horrendous tackle. And if Motherwell fans want to come on and talk about getting the penalty wrong, let me look at that tackle again. Craig Thompson is 6 yards behind it with a perfect view, and he doesn't even give a free kick, guys. That's worse than the penalty kick. He could have broke Dembele's leg.
Frank, do you then recall Dembele's challenge on Callum McHugh?
Absolutely, Hugh, bang on. And Dembele's going in with his foot up, maybe a bit of retribution. He should never have done it. With the letter of the law, both guys should have been walking into the changing room.
Frank, you've made the most pertinent point of all, that these big moments do change matches. The goal from James Forrest comes after Celtic have spent 48 mediocre minutes of play, and James Forrest lifts the occasion altogether with an exquisite finish. And you run out of adjectives to describe Craig Gordon's save, and it comes at a point where the Celtic fans are still jumping up and down after going one goal in front, and they very nearly had to come back to earth with a bump, except for the fact that the goalkeeper has made a magnificent save. So you're quite right to highlight those two players in particular.
Let's hear from Brendan Rodgers.
It was a brilliant victory for us today. I think that we had to tick a few character boxes after sort of the midweek, and yet again the players produced. It's always going to be difficult for us, you know, how Motherwell have started the season and the confidence they have in terms of how they play. We won't have to be patient today and then wait for our moments. And once we got the first goal, we we then settled into our rhythm. But now it's our, you know, fourth trophy in 12 months. It's phenomenal achievement, really. But a huge credit to the players, because their hunger and desire to keep playing and having that belief and to keep a clean sheet was also important for us today.
What did you think of the penalty decision, Stephen Robinson feeling a bit hard done by?
Yeah, it's always that way, isn't it? Whenever you know, I look at it and I think it's a penalty. You know, I think if you're correct, it's a great ball, and Scotty makes the run and is getting there. And obviously the defender cannot get there. And so he impedes him, he pulls him. So I think it's a penalty. I'm not sure what the rules are now, so I'm not sure whether it's a sending off. I think I'm sure Stephen will feel a bit harsh with it being a sending off, but I'm not sure what the ruling is on it. But I definitely thought it was a penalty. I think he's impeded Scotty as he's in the box, and Missa scores it. So I think what was probably, they'll feel a little bit harsh on is the red card, but I don't know what the rules are on that, so, because they change so much.
I think Brendan Rodgers perhaps, well, he's admitting that he doesn't know what the rules are on that one, Hugh Keevans. I think if it's going to be a penalty, then it sort of has to be a red. So
yeah.
I don't think anyone from a Motherwell persuasion is arguing that it shouldn't. It's more the penalty decision, first of all. That's it, because once you give that, then the rest has to follow.
Well, it's exactly as you forecast it would be.
Funny that.
Yeah, one man who has a sense of grievance says it was never a penalty. And one man who has a sense of joy says, yeah, it was a penalty. Now, Brendan's description was he pulls him. I didn't see a pull. I saw minimal contact. I saw a hand or an arm on an arm. Now, the Celtic supporters can now rise up in unison and say, that's a penalty then. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And for me, on this particular occasion, it was less of a penalty claim than Kieran Tierney on Louis Moult. But I give you 65 domestic games undefeated, 4 trophies in a row, down payment on a second treble, and we've been banging on about a penalty for an hour now.
Frank, you want to come back in after hearing the thoughts of Brendan Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Brendan's delighted, like we all are in the Celtic family. I think there wasn't a pull. I think if he watches it back, there wasn't a pull. There was a slight touch. When I seen it, I thought there was a slight touch, and Scots went down very, very easy. And I think the guys are saying that in the modern game, it happens. It's part of the modern game, yeah. I think in Gordon's days, it was less so. But I'm just delighted, yeah. We have secured a fourth trophy running. We're in a very good place domestically. Europe's another matter, but we'll move on from that one swiftly. But well done to Celtic. Another thing, Paddy Roberts for 20 minutes, I thought was phenomenal when he came on. He terrorised Motherwell inside out. And the Motherwell fans will feel aggrieved. But guys, well done for getting to a cup final. Your team have done you proud. And I'm sure you'll give us a great game on Wednesday night. So good night to everybody, and thank you.
Frank sounds like a very fair man, Hugh Keevans.
I thought we were going to hear a band playing there as he said good night, everybody. But Frank's a fair-minded man, because he's a committed Celtic supporter, and he's saying no, there was no pull and no penalty. But sometime or other, you have got to get back to what the day really meant. And, you know, once again, I said to you before the game started, this is a Brendan Rodgers thing to do. All he's done since he arrived at Celtic is break one record after another. There was a Lisbon Lions 26 game undefeated record. There was Willie Mailey's 63 game record, which he surpassed. Now he's joined Jock Stein in the history books, 4 domestic trophies in a row. He could surpass Mr. Steen by getting 5 in a row, or even 6. So we will go on and on about the penalties, because that is a way of
life.
That's
what we do.
It's a way of life here. But at the end of the day, you have to stand back and applaud Celtic's achievement.
And Mark, and it's quite an incredible set of circumstances. Motherwell and Celtic meet again on Wednesday night at Fir Park. They meet again next weekend at Celtic Park in the league as well. I don't think there's any doubt this was the one they all wanted to win, but we've got a bit of a trilogy in our hands this week.
Yeah, well, this is the one Motherwell wanted to win, but it'll make it a lot more interesting with what we've chatted about, this penalty decision. You know, well done to Celtic for winning the cup yet again. But Monorail will feel aggrieved by that, and you wonder if that will reflect in their performance on Wednesday night. So looking forward to a cracker. Celtic going to try and increase this record run. So all that's left to say for me is congratulations to Brendan Rodgers and his Celtic side.
I think you can sum up Wednesday night at Fir Park in a sentence. It'll be a good old fashioned ding dong.
We look forward to that one. Thanks to Hugh Keevans and Mark Wilson for joining me in the studio. Thanks to Gordon Allison out at the National Stadium. And as always, the biggest thank you to all you guys who listened at home, who got in touch on the phones and on Twitter. We'll be back Monday night. The fallout from this League Cup success is going to go on and on. Congratulations to Celtic League Cup winners. If you want to pour over it again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, I'll be back. So will Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson.